Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or L'chaf Tes Nisan, and we're in Siman Nun Gimel. We're learning about the dinim of Reitiv, the moisture, the juice of fruits and vegetables. And Sif Aleph, the Kitzur told us that if you squeeze out fruits and vegetables, you make Shehakol. Sif Beis told us that if it's a fruit or a vegetable, that the planting was done for the purpose of ultimately cooking it and extracting the juice through cooking, and the plan was, the purpose of the cooking was to eat the pre and to drink its broth. We'll call it broth because it's produced by cooking. So you have these two elements, three elements really. The planting was for that purpose. You ended up the purpose of cooking it, not squeezing it. He's going to say now, squeezing is not enough, for the purpose of cooking it, and for the purpose of cooking it and eating the fruit or the vegetable and its broth
together.
To eat it. Apparently, the way I understand it, the broth only has the chashivus. Wait, let me just finish the sentence. So then even if you drink the broth alone, you'll make hardoma or aitz. But at the end of the sentence will be, but if the bishul is only to eat the peros, the fruit or the vegetables, then the broth is always shehakol. In other words, you planted it, and this was common in those days. We would have the equivalent if, let's say, we see juice oranges is different because you squeeze it, you don't cook it. But let's say, beets were planted. Apple juice is made by cooking, so then that's a perfect example. But then they throw out the apple.
Yeah.
So according to the guidelines of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it remains shehakol. But if the purpose of the planting would be to cook the apple, pasteurize or whatever it's cooked, and to ultimately eat the apple with its broth, then even if you just drink the broth alone, because obviously if you eat it together with the apple, you're only going to make ha'etz, because then it's ikar and tofel. But if you just drink the broth is ha'etz. That's what he says in Sif Beis. If he cooked it, it's the derech. It was planted for that purpose. And you cooked it to eat the peros and to drink the broth. Mavarech alarot and borei priyo eitz. We're in the middle of Sif Beis in Nun Gimel. Afilu ein ochel mena peros. Obviously, because that's the only time it's nogeya to talk about what bracha you make. V'chein kitnius v'yirokos b'mokom shadakon l'vashlon l'ochlon v'gat, to eat them and lishtos arotev. Mavarech alarot and borei priyo domo. Afilu ein ochel mena ma'achol. V'achiluk shebein zelam ashen esbor b'sif aleph. Yeshe omer mishum dehosom ein darkem b'kach. Not everybody is maskim to the chilek between squeezing and cooking, but according to this first sheet, there's no difference. And the Sif Aleph was talking about that it wasn't planted al das kain. And the Yesh Omer, but some say mishum the yoser nichnas tam hapri v'hayorak b'mayim shemavashlin olson bohem me'asheru b'mashke shazov mehem. Now, Lemaisa, they say, in this machlokas is really, it's not decided. And therefore, you will make shahakol if it's not cooked. You know, you'll stick with shahakol. Well, that's called being machmir, because shahakol is like the universal bracha. So unless it's planted al das kain and cooked, you will make shahakol.
What would you do in the case of orange juice with pulp, which is actually mixing the meat? Where would you go with that?
Assuming the pulp, so then you make oitz. And what's the ikka?
Because they squeeze that. But
and you get pulp?
And you get pulp out of it, yeah.
In Tropicana, the pulp. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The shayla in the pulp, what's the ikka and what's the tofel? The ikka is the liquid. Mm. So I would say shahakol, because it's squeezed, not cooked, and the pulp is not choshev enough to make the pulp into the ikker, and to make ha'etz and to pater the liquid. The liquid is the ikker, and you make shahakol and you pater the pulp. That's That's what I think.
Why does it say ein dark on the top? Because it's squeezing and orange juice. It is the...
Yeah, but that's why we... Because there's a sheet that you need cooked also. That's another condition. Squeezed is not enough. You need cooked.
And then he says, because ain't dark on the cup.
No, no, he doesn't say that.
That's
look
why
again.
It's not a steamer basin on it?
No, look again. He gives two reasons. One is that Aleph was talking about ein dark and bakach. The second reason was that there's a difference between cooked and squeezed. If you look, the Eish Omrim, around the middle of Siv Beis. The Eish Omrim from the...
Is there a case where we would make...
Beets. I think beets, maybe, if they plant beets to make borscht. And then you would make hadoma on the borscht, even if you drink it without beets, because they plant... If it's true that they plant beets for that purpose, and it's to eat the beets and drink the borscht, so it fits that requirement, then even if you just drink the borscht, you make ladom. If it's all... Avalamen kavonos habishul rak bishvil haperos is ironically, if the intention of the bishul is just the peros or the yirokos, and you usually, I guess, throw out the broth, I guess so, that's what it means, then if you didn't throw it out and you're just drinking it, you make shahakol. Azai b'sheinu ochom and haperos v'ayirokos ha'leshosos ha'rotim b'levad v'vorech shahakol. The imbishlon imbosor b'yachad is like another thing. If he cooked it with meat, then the meat is the ikar. Then there's a whole other issue. Then you're going to make shahakol because the meets the ikar, and this is the tofel. Afilum kavonos habishul gam bishvil harotev loylem v'vorech ha'leroitev shahakol. You're not really making the shahakol on the rotav, you're making the shahakol on the basar, and it's ikar and tofel. Perush ashron oy bishlon rak bishvil haroitiv v'vorech halov shahakol. We've said that. Oh no, before we talked about if you just did it for the perush and the yirokos, then on the broth you make shahakol. Here we're saying your only purpose was the broth. You also make shahakol. It's like a weird, the Gedorim are a stickle weird. V'lachem avarchen al kofi val tea shahakol, because you only do it for the sake of the beverage. You don't do it. I'm not sure. Kofi I understand. I think tea is just, I don't know. It's the liquid is not from the tea leaves, it's just flavor. And coffee...
It's flavor from the tea leaves, though.
But it's just flavor. Right. We're talking about broth and the liquid of the tea. I think that's water. V'chein al ha-sheikhar, bein b'shu mitzmorim, bein b'shu mitzorim. I don't know. Coffee, the liquid of coffee, you get liquid from the bean?
It dissolves.
Yeah, it dissolves
the ground, so it's actually all mixed in there. Dissolves some of it, not all of it.
Okay, I have to leave the tray. I mean, I want to start staying till 9:45 to learn kitzur, but tonight I promised some.